Today we got some data that U.S. pending home sales increased for the first time in 3 months. It's been a volatile couple of months in housing data. Here to take stock of where we are in the cycle, Gary Beasley, Chief Executive Officer and co-founder of Roofstock, coming to us from sunny Oakland, California. Gary, thank you so much for spending the time. I want to just start with where we are in the cycle. We have mortgage rates increasing and a suspicion by many that this will reduce the demand for new loans and to actually buy homes. What's your take?
Good morning, Lisa. Nice to be here. Yeah, I think you have some mixed signals right now coming from housing. You could see the pending home sales being a little bit encouraging here, I think influenced by the economy and jobs doing pretty well. But you also have very low inventories and rate pressures that are keeping transactions down a little bit. I think you're seeing a little bit more refi activity that typically happens when people are worried about rates going up. So I think it's a little bit of a mixed bag right now.
So you were saying that there still is some opportunity for investors in the single home space. Can you explain where and in what form?
Sure. So my company, Roofstock, runs a marketplace that buys and allows investors to buy and sell leased single-family rental homes, and that's about 16 million homes around the country. And we've run a lot of data on housing as it relates to the stock market, and it's quite interesting because it's almost perfectly uncorrelated to stocks. So if you look at investing in rental homes, you get a good portion of your return from yield, and then you get the home price appreciation. And so if you're looking for sort of an investment that has similar returns to stocks over the long term with a lot less volatility, I think it's an interesting place to look.
How does it work, your online marketplace? In other words, do people just give you money through the web and you use it and take it to lease homes to people?
Yeah, actually, we don't actually make the investments ourselves. So we're a marketplace. Think about sort of a almost like an eBay for housing. You come in and you buy homes through our site that have been certified. They have tenants in them already. You can see the rental history and projections and things like that. And you buy it much more like a stock or a bond, and you get exposure to that housing, and then the management's all taken care of for you. And so we really separate operating from investing and allow investors to invest in a geographically diverse way. So you could live in New York City or San Francisco and buy homes sort of all over the country in more affordable markets that have nice yield characteristics.
How much due diligence do you have to do on who's actually putting properties up for sale on your website?
Well, we do a lot. We have the homes inspected thoroughly. We run title. We review the title report. So we really certify the homes themselves from a physical standpoint. We review the tenant payment history and also review local property managers who will be doing the actual third-party managing. And we certify all of those pieces of the puzzle. And then we rate neighborhoods and have a lot of data so people can go through and find homes that have the right characteristics that they're looking for.
You know, one thing that I'm struck by is that rents have gone up much faster than people's incomes. And I have to wonder, especially as home builders start to get more active and start to create more supply, at what point is there a cap here on how much more rents can go up? I mean, certainly in New York, it's obviously a different market in New York City, but rents are coming down quite a bit here. So where do you see this going?
I think it's two different things. So places like New York are quite different, as are San Francisco. You can add a lot of multi-family supply, multi-unit supply relatively quickly in some of these coastal cities. If you look at housing rents, for example, and you really have to look at the supply of housing and the supply of housing that's available for rent, it's very hard to add supply of single-family detached homes. We're chronically undersupplied, and as you look at household formation that's happening and is projected to happen over the next decade or so, there's going to be a lot more households formed and a lot more renter households formed than I think the existing supply can accommodate. So I think over time, you will see rents certainly not going down, but continuing to increase. And what was interesting is even during the housing crisis, when prices dropped for 5 years, from kind of 07 through 2011, rents didn't drop at all. Because what you found was people who had unfortunately lost their homes, they became renters. It created many, many more millions of renters out there, and it just put more pressure on the on rents because of the supply demand dynamic there.
And just briefly, who are the investors who actually are using your marketplace?
It's a mix of individual investors like you and me, all the way up to large institutions who are viewing single-family rental homes much like any other real estate asset class, sort of like apartments or any other type of investment. And so for us, our marketplace is kind of a mix of really that whole gamut.
Gary Beasley, thank you so much for joining us. Gary Beasley, chief executive and co-founder of Roofstock, which is based in Oakland, California.